If you live outside coal mining country, you may have missed this news about a clean coal project in West Virginia.
Big announcement has the state and members of the coal industry very excited about the future of the state's most valuable resource.
The fanfare in this report from Clarksburg's WBOY is about a company called American Electric Power. Last fall, AEP started a test that some see as a clean coal revolution.
Coal technology. The Mountaineer Power Plant in Mason County is going to be the first facility in the world to use carbon capture and sequestration technology to cut down on the levels of carbon dioxide that plant emits.
The Mountaineer test project made headlines because there's talk of clamping down on America's carbon dioxide emissions. Coal produces nearly twice its own weight in carbon dioxide. So if we could bury or sequester the stuff, that would help solve the coal industry's carbon dioxide problem. Now, the expectations are high, but the company is keeping its cool.
The tension we're fighting against is the fact that you can't go from concepts on paper all the way to commercial scale in one step.
Gary Spitznagel runs an engineering division for AEP, and if you think he sounds cautious, it's because he is. Spitznagel says AEP needs to validate carbon capture and sequestration.
Validation is it's kind of that intermediate step between what is truly research work and full commercial scale.
Validation is just another way of saying this technology mostly works, but let's take it for a spin. Let's run bigger and bigger tests so we learn more and more.
The test is treating the amount of gas that would come from a 20 megawatt power generating unit. So that's very small.
From 20 megawatts now to 250 megawatts in a few years, that's still less than a quarter of the power generation at the Mountaineer plant. But really, what's the point of all the tests like this? The thing is, there's a problem with carbon capture and sequestration, and that is it wastes coal. This waste is called parasitic load. That's parasitic, as in parasite.
And because it's taking the power that it's consuming from the generating plant that you're controlling, it's a parasite to that power plant.
It sounds so nefarious.
Well, and the reason it's such a focus is that it's no matter what technology you look at, the number is large.
Carbon capture and sequestration equipment needs power. That adds a parasitic load of 30% onto a coal plant. Now, that means it takes 30% more coal to generate the same amount of electricity for customers. Spitznagel needs to find out if his technology cuts that parasitic load figure. Other people hope he finds out, too.
The overarching concern that I would have today is urgency.
Ernest Moniz runs MIT's Energy Initiative. He says if power companies don't get a handle on parasitic load, we are in for higher utility bills. One estimate puts the cost of clean coal power at 70% above today's prices. Moniz says we need bigger tests and more of them.
We are pushing up against the envelope, and we have to do it. If we are going to be serious about, you know, using our extensive coal reserves in a time of carbon constraints, well, then we just have to demonstrate this technology.
If we fail to demonstrate clean coal technology, the choices are not good. We'd either have to abandon our cheap coal supplies, or we'd keep burning dirty coal. Then we'd have to deal with the costs of global climate change. Talk about parasitic load. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.